Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, One Will Betray Me. In John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 21 to 33, we read that while Jesus was reclining at the table during his Last Supper, he was deeply troubled. Why was he troubled? Jesus was aware of the events about to unfold. He anticipated the coming agony. Growing up in a Roman territory, Jesus had most likely witnessed the barbaric way in which the Romans executed their prisoners. He knew also that this was his time. He knew why he came to earth. Still, deep within his heart, he felt the emotional pain of knowing that someone he loved deeply was about to betray him. Master, who is it? This is the question that the disciples ask. What was his answer? I invite you to listen to more. John's Gospel goes on to tell us that Jesus was sitting with his inner circle of closest friends. He had traveled the countryside with these men. For 3 years, they built their friendships. Together, they had witnessed miracles. Now, here they were, sharing a meal together. I am recording this on the Tuesday of Holy Week, beginning with the readings of the Passion narrative on Palm Sunday and continuing through Good Friday. Our focus is on our Lord's suffering and death. It is often hard to accept that he endured all of this suffering so that we could one day be with him in paradise. I am purposely keeping today's message brief because the question that I'm about to propose to you requires much prayer and contemplation before you attempt to answer it. Judas was Jesus' friend. Like Judas, we too have Jesus as our friend. Judas had witnessed many miracles in his life. He had seen the power of God. If you and I are honest, we too have witnessed miracles in our life, and we have also seen the power of God. Judas had experienced the love of his Lord. You and I have felt the love of God as well. Jesus was about to break bread with Judas. Throughout our life, every time we've had a meal, our food was a gift from God, and Jesus was there, present with us as we ate. Knowing how much Jesus loved him, how could Judas possibly betray Jesus? I don't know the answer to that question, and that is not today's topic. I encourage you to ponder the following question from now until the immense joy of sunrise on Easter morning. Knowing how much pain Jesus endured for us, knowing that Jesus died for us, knowing how much Jesus has blessed us, knowing how much Jesus longs for us to be with him in heaven, I ask you this. How is it that we so frequently betray Jesus with our sinfulness? When Jesus answered the disciples' question, Master, who is it? I ask you, did he say your name? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I cannot begin to fathom the enormity of the love your Son has for me. He endured so much in order to pay the price for my sins. Thank you, Almighty Father, for the gift of your Son. In him, I place my trust, my faith, and my hope for eternal life. Amen.
I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.